The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
What's going on, everybody? Curtis Wilkerson with HogSports.com coming to you one final time from the Chase Center here in San Francisco. It's for the second consecutive season. The run has come to an end for the Razorbacks in the Elite Eight, falling tonight to Duke 78-69. Tough way to end what was just an incredible ride once again for the Hogs. It's never fun when a season comes to an end, whether you're a player, a coach, a fan, or even somebody like me who covers the team. You become invested, you enjoy it. But a terrific season that unfortunately came to an end tonight. It was hard not to walk away from this one feeling like Arkansas just lost to probably the eventual national champions again. It's what you saw with Baylor last year. And this Duke team, you got to give them credit for the way that they played. They were terrific tonight. And I kind of have a feeling that their run is going to continue once they get down to New Orleans. They shot 54.7% from the field against an Arkansas defense that's just been fantastic throughout the course of really the entire back half of the season, and certainly this NCAA tournament. And look, we can talk about the foul calls or maybe the lack thereof in this game, but at the end of the day, that wasn't the difference in this one. The Hogs couldn't get stops. Duke scores 46 points in the paint. They were plus 9 on the glass. Usually those are areas that Arkansas wins. It was a battle early. I thought Arkansas looked the part for a better portion of the first half, but foul trouble did get them there towards the stretch run of the first half. You had Tony and Williams both with two. They were on the bench for about the final 5 minutes of the first half, and it just was not a good ending for Arkansas. They're down 4. With a minute 20 to go until the break, Duke goes on an 8-0 run. You had that poor shot decision by Likes there with the shot clock off and about 8 to 10 seconds left. He misses it. Duke cans a three right there at the buzzer. That's a huge momentum swing. And really, in less than 90 seconds, you go from down 4 and kind of battling through some of that foul trouble to down 12 at the half. And that's a lot to overcome against a team that was as good offensively as Duke was on this particular night. So, you know, Arkansas comes back out in the second half. To their credit, and like they have all year, they continue to show fight. Arkansas battled back. They made it a two-possession game. It was a five-point game with 13 minutes left. But again, they just couldn't string together the stops tonight. They couldn't get that decisive run like we've seen them do throughout the course of the season. And really credit to Duke for that. I do want to give some shout-outs to some of these guys, since it's kind of, you know, there's some finality to this, right? Stanley Amude played his last game as a Razorback. What a tremendous addition he was. You know, if you think about where he was at the beginning of the year, he knew he was a big-time scorer, but he just seemed a little bit unsure and uncomfortable. His growth from the start of the year into conference play to now has just been incredible. His confidence as a shooter, the way he defends. I think he can play professional basketball. I think he's an NBA type of player. Still got some work to do, but wish him the best in his career. Chris Likes probably didn't go the way he wanted to here at Arkansas. He had the tough play tonight, but this is a guy that went 46 of 49 from the free throw line this season in the final 3 minutes of regulation and overtime. There are several games Arkansas doesn't win without those contributions from him. We came in and maybe sacrificed some individual accolades for the betterment of the team. You got to give him credit for that. And then Trey Wade, I mean, what can you say about this guy? You knew coming in that he was going to be a glue guy. He's picked some moments to have big games and bust out in the box score. We saw it the other night against Gonzaga. He had 15 points. Took on some really difficult defensive assignments. He's been a great teammate. Those three guys are gone for the Razorbacks now. And listen, the Hogs don't make it to where they did without the contributions of those three. So kudos to them. And you got some decisions looming for some other guys. J.D. Notte has an extra year if he wants it. Can he go make some money playing ball professionally right now? Absolutely. So we'll see what he's going to do. Jalen Williams has certainly caught some attention. 4 double-doubles in a row in the NCAA tournament. that'll move you on to some draft boards. So we'll see what happens with him. Obviously, selfishly, I'd like to cover him for another year, so we'll see if he comes back. Same situation with Audis Tony, another guy, one of those COVID seniors that has an extra year. So was this the last ride for them? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see what happens over the course of the next few weeks with those guys. But, you know, I kind of felt like for the first time this season that the talent overall maybe won out. And I haven't felt that way all year. And that's not to discredit Arkansas. Listen, we just talked about some of those guys. An excellent team, excellent players. Duke has 7 5 stars. And they have some guys that just are able to do things that others can't. Lottery picks, top 5 picks. The kind of the size and the athleticism that you just can't teach. You think about Paolo Banchero, some of the shots he made were defended, high difficulty shots, but he made them. Mark Williams, the length and athleticism that he has at 7 foot, it gave Arkansas problems. They need guys like that. But here's what I'll tell you, Arkansas fans, that gap is closing now moving forward because of what these last two teams have done. Back-to-back Elite Eights put you on the national scene. The help is coming, right? Nick Smith Jr., Jordan Walsh, these are dudes, burger boys. They're going to be playing in the McDonald's All-American game next week, 5 stars. Something to be excited for. Darian Ford, a guy who has that physicality to match maybe some of what we saw out there on the floor tonight. We'll see what happens with Anthony Black on Monday. Arkansas is certainly in the mix right there for another 5-star. Whether they land him or not, though, you know Muss is going to be active in the portal. And listen, Arkansas is big game hunting now. Okay, they're not going for the hidden gems anymore. They're going for the big fish out of the transfer portal. They put themselves in that position by the success that they've had. You build a monster, you got to feed it. And that's what they're doing, and that's what they're going to continue to do with this program. You know, it stings tonight. I understand. I feel it too. But I think you should sleep well knowing that Eric Musselman, he said it in his post-game press conference. He said, hey, as soon as I'm out of here, I'm working on next year. I think you got something special here, Arkansas fans, and Eric Musselman. He's got the chops as a coach, an X's and O's guy, a recruiter. And he's got that relentless competitive spirit in him that makes me a firm believer he's going to bring a championship to Fayetteville. I really do, in my heart of hearts, believe that. What he's done with the program over the course of 3 years, I mean, it's really incredible if you think about it. And he's not satisfied, which makes you feel good. He didn't go up there and say, oh, well, you know, we made it to back-to-back Elite Eights, and that's a great accomplishment. And we were asking him, trying to get him to say that, but he didn't because he's hungry for more. The job's not finished in his mind, as it shouldn't be. I really think Arkansas is in a good spot. I do. And so, you know, shake it off as soon as you can. It's disappointing because Arkansas had a real shot to get back to that elusive Final Four. But they'll get there. Cherish these moments right here because they don't come around too often. We've learned that over the course of the last couple decades. But the beautiful thing about it is you got to feel really good that Arkansas is going to be right back in this position next year, the year after, because of what this program has become under Eric Musselman. It's a testament to him, his staff, and these players who have just bought in and dug their heels in and refused to go down without a fight, whether it's in a game, during a run, or over the course of a season, because every one of his teams has hit bumps along the way, but they figured it out. He's going to have his most talented group next year, so there's a lot to be excited about if you're a Razorback fan. It's been a hell of a ride. I can't say enough how much I appreciate everybody for following along, especially over the course of this run. I mean, if you think about it, we've gone from Tampa, about as far south as you can get, to Buffalo, about as far to the northeast, all the way across the country to San Francisco. We've been all over the place, and it wouldn't have been as enjoyable without people listening in, following along, the comments, the interaction. It's just been an incredible experience from top to bottom. It's something that I know I'm going to cherish for as long as I live moving forward. But appreciate everybody as always. Didn't go the way Arkansas hoped it would tonight. But again, like I said, rest easy, knowing that the Hogs are in a good spot. We got plenty of transfer portal stuff to look forward to over the course of the summer, and the season will be here again before you know it. Appreciate you guys. It's been Curtis Wilkerson with HogSports.com. Hang in there, and we'll talk to you next time.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.